But, you know, we are connected now.
Not a problem. All right. I'm assuming that, like several other people we've had in front of you, you've gotten the ag classification changed on your property, which to fair market value, and it used to be covered by like an ag subsidy and stuff. Is that you've had a pretty good increase? Is that right?
No, that wasn't the reason for my appeal.
Okay.
The reason for my appeal was to change the classification as 100% commercial versus residential.
Okay.
In fact, this is the third time since 1921 that I have filed an appeal for this reason. In the two previous years.
Well, let me make sure. I may have dialed on 540. Is that the one where Frank's?
Oh. What's his property?
Doc, is yours at 305 Wimbledon?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I
was messing with my board members here because I dialed a different number. Well, I'm glad we got a hold of you. All right. Well, we've been trying to get in touch with you. That's why you said that. All right. With respect to this, is this a nightly rental property?
Yes.
Okay. And it's only one you own in Taney County, or do you own more?
No, I own one.
Okay.
I had two briefly as I sold one and bought a new one.
Gotcha.
But I have owned a condo since 1999 there.
All right. Yeah, and what we've been doing, and I think you may already know this, is if you have one nightly rental or one property in a nightly rental program in Taney County, we'll give you a break on the first one, 25% commercial, 75% residential. Any other properties that you might own that are put in a nightly rental program, we would make 100% commercial, or they would be already from the assessor. But with respect to that, that's the kind of break we would give. And some places are doing 100% commercial. But
Well, I think what you said is what you've done to previous years by calling.
All right.
That's okay. That makes sense to me because I'm not in the business of having condos that I own for nightly rental.
Okay.
I'm simply an owner who chose to go a nightly rental to help offset some of the cost.
Right. Yeah, and if you just have one of them, we give you that break. So that's all you got, right?
Yes.
Okay.
The other one.
All right, as to BOE 540, I would make a motion we classify as 25% commercial, 75% residential mixed use.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, you'll get a decision within a couple of days, and we thank you for owning in Taney County.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, goodbye.
All right, sorry about that, guys. BOE 532, we told them we would call at 1. So, all right. Well, apparently they're busy. Yeah, I'll just go there. It's BOE 532. Yes, this is David Akers of the Taney County Board of Equalization. You're very, very faint.
Oh, 1 second.
That's a little better.
Is that better?
It is. Okay. Is this a nightly rental property? Is that what this appeal is?
Yes.
Okay. How many of these do you own in Taney County?
I own two. One of them is a partnership with owners that do not own any other rentals.
Okay. Well, here's how we're doing this with respect to that kind of thing. If you, and you may already know this, but if you have one property in Taney County that you use a nightly rental, we'll give you a break on the first one and give it 25-75, 25% commercial, 75% residential rating. But if you have more than one property in Taney County, those other properties are generally 100% commercial. But if you own that other property with another person, the second one, only your portion that you own, say it's a 50-50 deal, would be tax commercial. And then they'll get the break on their half.
Okay.
All right. And go ahead.
Can we get the other address?
What's the other address for the other property?
The one with the partnership is 215 Fruend, F-R-E-U-N-D, at Ridgedale.
Do you know if they've already called in and have been on our docket to ask for this same thing?
I think so, but I don't know who had called because it was not me.
What's their name? Is it?
It's the address 215 Fruend. It doesn't say it's an LLC.
Does it indicate that it's a, did we give them a break this year?
Well, this, I don't know that this has been updated since we've been in session.
She said 215?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Who's the other partner? Do you mind us asking who's the other partner in that? I mean, you don't have to tell us that, but you can tell us at least how much you own. I mean, whatever you report on your taxes as to how much you own.
50%.
Okay. So it's a 50-50 deal.
Yeah.
That's 215. Do we have anything?
Most of the properties on that street are Valerie Budd.
Okay. Is that Valerie Budd? Is that the other one?
So she's not the owner or anything.
Of that one, okay.
She used to manage it years ago.
Gotcha.
But we don't know if that one's going to be on our docket.
Well, I guess, in other words, I need to figure out whether or not that other one has been appealed and is on the docket so we know how to treat it. But it's 215. But we haven't already ruled on it this session is what I wanted to make sure. It's 215 what?
Friend.
Friend? Oh, F-R-E-U-D or?
E-U-N-D.
F-R-E-U-N-D.
E-U-N-D, okay.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. No problem. I know we had some on that drive, but.
Yeah, I just want to make sure.
They'll be here on the 21st?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, so we can deal with that to this time.
Yeah.
But that's the only two you have an interest in?
Correct. Yes.
And you want to take your 75-25 on this property, correct?
And then, on 159 D Forest,
yes. Yes, okay. And then on the other one, I'm just letting you know how we would end up doing it. Your half would be commercial. Their half would be the 25-75, which basically makes it come out to 62.5 commercial, and the rest of it would be residential on the other property. But anyway, we'll deal with that when it comes in. But you guys can, of course, do the taxes however you want to, but that's how we classify them if there's an interest in that other property. So just to be fair to everybody. Okay, with respect to BOE 532, I'd make a motion that we classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. You'll get a decision in a couple of days. We thank you for owning Taney County.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So how does that work? I mean, if they don't disclose who the other owner is, then you're kind of messed over with your percentage deal anyway.
Well, the owner's made an appeal, so we're going to know.
Yeah.
She said that it's on the docket. Okay, now I guess we can go to the one I was supposed to be calling earlier, 531.
Okay.
Hi, Susan. This is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. Is now a good time?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Susan, you got something on appeal. I think it's vacant land that went up to from a ag subsidy to a market value, and I'm assuming the percentage was a pretty good change.
Oh, my God, it's like 5,000.
Yeah. Yeah, a bunch.
Kind of silly.
It was a bunch. So that you understand what's been happening around the county is there's most all of the property had been giving an ag place that had an ag classification was getting the subsidy rate, meaning that it was productivity was on the property, say the cattle or crops, things like that. But a lot of these properties were there wasn't any production on the property, and so it's supposed to be at market rate. In other words, what you could get if you sold it, the property, listed it and sold the property. So that's why, and I, you know, the value here that we have, I want to make sure, what does the assessor have on, I've got 142,310 is what I have.
Yeah, and that's what we are
right.
Appealing, because that's silly.
Okay.
Right, in Hollister School District.
All right, it's in Hollister School District. So basically what's happened is that with respect to the properties in the county, a land study was done, and they went around to look at comps for different school districts in different areas to determine what the price per acre was going for. They threw out the high one and the low one, and they've utilized the low end of the spectrum from a price per acre, and that's where the value is coming from. But certainly if you as the taxpayer can get us more information about properties in your area that you believe that this is not a proper value, I mean, that's kind of what we'd like to know. In other words, what is it that you, how would you value the property? What do you think the value is?
Okay, so the land itself is a landlocked parcel surrounded by agricultural parcel owned by one German family. I don't know citizenship, but they are of German heritage. So they own all of the land around our parcel.
Right.
And they then farm that land. So our piece is kind of a wasted parcel in the center. So three sides of it are that man's agricultural use, and the bottom southern side of it is the border with Arkansas.
Right.
So our piece of it is on a ravine. It's this rocky cliff that then is met with a creek on the Arkansas border. It has high tension lines, those big electrical scaffolds that hold the high power, electrical power lines, the big ones, running down the center of that parcel, down the ravine. So it's completely unusable from multiple standpoints. It is unusable from an agricultural standpoint because the few cattle that have strayed off the other man's property towards ours have fallen to their death down the ravine. We've seen carcasses when we've inspected the property several years ago, when the family went out to look at it. The other problem is you can't plant anything or run any tractors across it because it's a ravine. It's literally these cliffs. So that messes it up. You've also got the electrical power lines running across it. You can't live under it because of the voltage shed that's harmful. So you can't physically even put a house on it. Well, number one, you have to have a road put into it and get access from the German guy. But you can't, it's not buildable either. So that's why we were kind of in a little bit of a quandary, like, well, we can't farm it. It's cliffs. We don't have a forestry agreement, though we do have an agreement with the Department of Conservation. Every year they ask us if their agents can walk it and cull deer off the property for chronic wasting monitoring. We always say yes. So we have I guess you could call that an agreement with a government agency, although it's not forestry, right, because there's not that many trees on it. It's mostly just this barren right away for the electric lines to go through it. So I'm not real sure what to do. I'm like, I can't really get you comps because it's not a residential school district eligible parcel whatsoever. and you, there's no road to it because you have to get permission from the German landowner to go across his land.